Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we are at the Green River Energy Center groundbreaking ceremony, and I'm joined by Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Governor Cox, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you, Aiden, and it's great to be in Emery County. We spent some time in Carbon County as well. It's a good day.
Now, the main reason you're here is for the Green River Energy Center groundbreaking, and lately energy has been kind of the forefront of everything going on in Utah, and this kind of provides one of those extra avenues for Utah to produce that energy that it's needed. Can you kind of speak on the importance of diversifying Utah's energy sources and production?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we have a huge energy shortage in our country right now, and in the state of Utah, we need to double our energy production over the next 10 years. And so we are an all of the above state. We've got our amazing coal resources, and we need to keep those going. We've got incredible natural gas opportunities here, and we have these renewable opportunities, and this project is unbelievable. One of the largest in the country. In fact, right now it's the largest under construction in the country. We have battery storage that's going along with it, which makes it dispatchable. That's going to be really good for Rocky Mountain Power. This isn't a solar field that's just being built for one company or one data center. This is for the people of Utah, and it's going to make a big difference. Having that diverse energy portfolio in our state is going to make us more competitive and keep our power prices low.
And then earlier today, you were over in Carbon County at the administration building, and you were talking about kind of some problems that are facing rural Utah, especially Carbon and Emery counties. And one of those that was discussed there was housing. Now, you've laid forth in your administration a plan to build new houses and get first-time homeowners an opportunity to buy a house. Now, how can you see this affecting rural Utah in the near future?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This is the first time in our state's history we've had housing crises before, but not in rural Utah. It was only the Wasatch Front. For the first time, we're feeling it in rural Utah. We're feeling it in Emery and Carbon and Sevier. So we have to build more homes. That's the answer. We have the resources to do that. We've just got to make sure we have the right incentive structure in place. We need to build more single-family dwellings that are for average people. I grew up in a small home, started my family in a small home. Starter homes are important for a reason, and we just don't build enough starter homes in this state. And so we're working very closely with developers to start building more starter homes. We want to get homes under $300,000 so that people can afford to own a home again, and we want to do that right here in Emery and Carbon counties.
Now, being from rural Utah, you kind of have more of a grasp of some of the struggles that are faced by rural communities like Carbon and Emery County. What are some of the issues you see currently that you are going to try and fix in the near future in your administration?
Yeah, so it really is about economic development and economic opportunity. Aiden, you're lucky. You got to graduate here locally, and you have a job here locally. I was lucky to be able to do that, to return home to Sanpete County to raise my own family. But there are a lot of kids who graduate from here who don't get that opportunity. And so we're laser focused on rural Utah. I can tell you what we've been doing is we've been changing the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. Instead of incentivizing companies to move to the Wasatch Front, we're changing that, and we're looking more at rural opportunities. We want companies, when they're looking to expand, when they're looking to come to Utah, we want them to consider coming to rural Utah, and it's changing. We received more investments from companies in rural Utah in the past year than the previous 5 years combined. So what we're doing is working, and it's going to pay dividends for generations to come.
And then being in rural Utah, can you just kind of speak on how, by strengthening rural communities, it can help the statewide initiative in making our state and kind of pushing our state forward in every regard?
Yeah. Look, I always had this, I had this experience with a legislator many years ago when I was in the legislature who was from the Wasatch Front, who said, "Why should I care about rural Utah?" And I said, "Well, I can't think of any reason you would care about rural Utah. I mean, unless you care about your energy, your food, your water, your recreation." When rural Utah is strong, the rest of the state is strong. We are only as strong as our most struggling county. And so that's why I think it's important for people on the Wasatch Front, people everywhere, to care about rural Utah. We're better off when we have strong rural counties, and the people of rural Utah are just the best. I mean, I know I'm biased because I'm from there, but I love our people. We're resilient. We know how to work hard, and we're innovative because we've had to figure it out our whole lives. Those are the things that the businesses need, and that our economy needs to expand. And I want to make sure our kids and grandkids get to live here and raise their families here.
Now, Governor Cox, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I just want to thank your listeners for what they're doing to make Utah the best state in the nation. I'm very proud of our state, grateful for the accolades we're receiving. We have some problems. We're working on those, but we can solve those problems together.
Well, Governor Cox, thank you so much for your time. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.